What's up, y'all? It's Kesh, Michael, and Matt. We back with Quarantine with Jesus podcast. It was been a minute. What y'all been up to?
Chilling.
I had school, man. You know, a lot of things. I'm not saying it's everything backed up, but you know, school kind of it's kind of getting in the way, but I miss being on the podcast, man. It's good.
Yo, how y'all been with like? What y'all been like? Yo, a lot has happened since like the last time we recorded, bro. A lot. I think it's been like 2-3 weeks. But how y'all relationship with God been like lately?
Lately, great. Good. Way better than before. Damn, I feel like when I really gave up things to God, you know, that helped me to grow my relationship. And people say all the time, you know, hand it to God, give it to God. And it sounds simple. It is simple, but sometimes it's not easy to know, like, what that means. Like, what does that entail? But really giving it to God is very profound. Something that I've definitely been working on for the past few weeks. And I've been feeling myself growing closer. The joy of the Lord is there. Enjoying God's presence is there. Being able to listen to the word and just sit down and just listen and absorb is come back, because before it wasn't like that before. Like, I don't know. But things have got a lot better, so glory be to God for that.
Oh, that's what's up. I feel like my relationship with God has been it's been there. I feel like it's getting stronger. You know, and when I say that, it's because, you know, it's times where I would think he's not there, and I feel like it's just like a real life test, you know. There was a moment where I was fasting, and like I was like praying as hard as I could, and just like I couldn't feel him, you know what I'm saying? But I've had to learn that it's about faith and not feelings. You know, I feel like ever since then, I can definitely say that, like, you know, my prayers definitely have more faith in it rather than feelings. You know, it's been more genuine, you know what I'm saying? Like, lately it's just been about intentionality for me, you know, from the heart. That's like really the topic of, the topic of my relationship with God right now, intentionality.
Yeah, bro. I feel like I could relate to y'all both. I feel like I'm in a season where it's like God is like working on my heart and like basically like wanting me to like clear out distractions. Like I realize something about me is that like I get invested in stuff quickly. Like whether it's good or bad, like if I see an opportunity that's I think is good for me or whatever, like I just get invested in it quickly. I'm learning that like you really gotta just wait on God. Like our life is supposed to revolve around God. Like if he say no, it's no. If he say yes, it's yes. And that been that, and low key, like I wanna ask, like, y'all feel like y'all hear from God clearly?
I feel like I hear from God, but a lot of times I ignore him clearly. I think if I don't ever like hear God, it's my fault. I mean, obviously it's my fault, but I feel like God does speak clearly. But if you have distractions and if you're not open to hear, then you're not gonna hear him. I think God speaks clearly. I think it's really on you to hear clearly, to take the things out of your ears, to be able to have those quiet times and listen to God. So, yeah, I think God does speak clearly.
That's deep. That's really deep. Take out the things from your ears in order to hear God clearly. That's really deep, bro.
Yeah.
That's really deep. And I feel like I feel like I haven't been hearing as clear, and I was like, I guess I could get used to. You know, I guess I probably have a lot of things clogged in my ears. You know, I have to clean them out.
Same, bro.
You know, I low-key kind of want to blame school, bro, because, like, I don't have that. I really don't have that heart for school like I used to, bro. Like, if I wanted to, bro, I'd just rather just... No, that's another conversation, but another day. But you know, it's times like I really want to get in his presence, bro, so I could be able to hear him clearly. But just sometimes I can't, and sometimes when I have time to actually do it, I just don't, bro. And that's kind of bad. So I feel like I've been clogging my ears with other things, and I have to take those things out or put them aside. You know what I'm saying? Put them aside. So like the main voice that I want can be heard.
I feel you. Now these things, like things that are like detrimental, or like just things in general that like get in the way of God.
Wait, exit again?
Like, are the things that like y'all try to like not get distracted by, are they things that are detrimental or just a distraction in general? Like it could be a good thing that's just a distraction.
I don't think anything that's distracting from God is a good thing, you know? I think that anything that's distracting you from God is detrimental, even if you think it's good. So if you think you're making money or you in school, you getting a degree, but, you know, you're outside of God, you know, that's detrimental always. But in terms of, like, Yeah, that's honestly how I do feel about it. You know, rather, like they say, like, rather be a poor man in God's presence than rich without God. You know, there's nothing that is good without God. So that's how I feel about that.
I think his question was, is like, what's your distracting yourself? Like, let's say instead of getting in his presence, you're working out. You know what I'm saying? Is that necessarily detrimental for you? I think that's what his question, like. But what have you been spending that time that you could spend the time of God with? Like, has it been detrimental or has it been like helping? You know, I feel like that was his question.
Like, if the things that we are replacing God with, are they detrimental? No, I said, like, I think that anything that you're replacing God with is detrimental. But I think I understand what you're saying. I think maybe I'm just reading it differently. But I think, like, the things that I have used to replace God aren't, like, not drastic. I think that's what you mean. Like, are they, like, something crazy? Like are you, like, yeah, sinful? Yeah, no. I think the things that I'm using to distract myself are things that seem innocent. Like, maybe I'm supposed to be, I know I should be listening to worship because, you know, I'm not feeling too good today. And I wanna feel good, so I start listening to piano music because piano music sometimes is my go-to, or I try to like listen to like a podcast or somebody who's like intellectual or something. And I try to use those things to fill in the places that God should be in. Not really drastic.
Now you guys said something about everything that distracts you from God is detrimental. I low-key feel like, yeah, some things are distractions, but I feel like some things are on you to be distracted by them. Like getting a degree. Well, it depends. Like, if God told you to get a degree, or like you raising a family, like those could, I feel like those are distractions if you don't put God first, like personally. Like, that in itself is not really a distraction. Like, it's your life.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. You know, I distract myself with so much. I can't even lie. Like, and that's definitely my fault. Always.
Yeah, low-key, bro. And sometimes, it'd be purposefully. Because it's like, you don't want to... Because, like, I feel like God's presence, bro, it comes with a price, whether it's focus, like really positioning your heart. It's like, yo, sometimes it's like, yo, bro, it's like, yo, bro, I don't want to do all that right now, feel me?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, bro, just go on Apple Music, turn on some music, watch a show, go to sleep.
Yeah.
I realized that, like, yo, bro, lately, like, instead of, like, taking the problem to God and really waiting to hear what he's saying about it, stuff like that, sometimes I would sleep, bro. Like, I would just take a nap. I wake up, feel Gucci, and 5 minutes later, it's like, it's back on my mind. It was like, yo, at least, like, I know that, like, sleep not going to solve it ultimately. Like, you got to get there eventually. I just feel like, I feel like most of us, bro, like, we know in the back of our heads, like, all right, we got to go to God.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, he's like, but you're like, you know that you're going to go there eventually. You just, like, trying to stall it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I feel the same way. I did do that. I definitely do that. Like, I know I should speak to God about this, but I don't know. I feel like we do that in, like, almost every area of our life. We know we're supposed to be doing something. Sometimes we go and do the opposite, like Posa, you know, the things I want to do, I don't do. And things I don't want to do, I do. Or maybe that's just human nature. Our fallen nature, but it's me. I don't be doing homework when I know I should be doing homework, and I don't pray. I should pray. Just being honest, I just finished homework that was due like 2 days ago today, just before this podcast. I cannot lie, but that's what it is.
So you just finished homework. Yo, bro, that is kind of completely off topic, but like, yo, YouTube, bro, is a wavy app, bro.
Yes, bro. OD,
bro. Yo, YouTube, bro, like, I started watching, like, not even, like, I don't even watch, like, a set of YouTubers or anything like that. I just be on that recommended, bro. That first page, bro, be having me hooked, like.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It'd be the most random thing, but it'd be interesting.
OD, bro, YouTube was it for me. Like, when I stopped using social media, that's exactly where I went, bro. And YouTube,
no cap,
just as bad.
You think you will ever get back on social media?
I think I could. I think I don't know what would happen to make me get back on social media, but I feel fine without it. I don't really think I need it, so I don't really see the necessity of me going to it. I don't know, bro. I could maybe if my life demanded it, like if I had to progress or something. I don't know. Like, if I had like a business or something that I want to promote, like on social media, then I could see myself doing that. But no, not right now.
Thing with social media is that, like, I have it, but there was a point in time where, like, I couldn't control it. Yeah. I would go on social media, you know, when I'm bored and I have nothing to do, or you know, just going there, just to go in it, bro. And there were certain times where I would just scroll. And it's to a point where I'm scrolling, and like in the back of my head, I'm just thinking, like, bro, what the hell are you doing right now? You could be doing tons of other things, bro. Like, you know, and there was a 21 day fast that I did, and I didn't have social media on. And like, I felt like, low key, I had like some type. I felt some sort of dominion over that, you know. But you know, I have it now. I don't. I'm on it, of course. You know, promote the word, sports. You know, I like. You know, the real stuff that's on it. You know, it was certain things for me that I just got to turn off for, like certain things with the ratchet lingos and all of that, bro. I just a little stall, all types of, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't like Shade Room, bro. I just don't. It's, I don't know. Other than that, you know, I just be on social media, scrolling, but not all the time. You know, you gotta have boundaries and balance and lots of discipline.
Yo, what's that verse? I know the verse, it basically pulls like, yo, when I was a child, I did childish things. Now I'm a man, I did man things. Like, I do manly things. And like,
I don't know exactly the verse you're talking about.
Yeah, I feel like that's low key, like, that's probably like what we're going through right now. Like, it's just like a loss of appetite for like certain things. Like, if it's not God, bro, like, I've been in the past, like this week, bro, I've been like in a point where like I don't want to speak about anything but God, bro. Like, I just want to talk about the Bible, like how cool it is, like stuff like that. It's just like,
I wish I was at that point, yo.
You said what?
So I remember being at that point. I'm not really like that. I used to be. I'm not gonna sit here and lie. I used to, everything that I wanted to talk about, it's about God. But now, I don't know. I'm not as devoted as I used to be. That's something I'm working on growing right now. I do want to talk about God, and I do like being in His presence. I feel like there's something that's trying to pull me away from God. I don't know what it is. That's what
right. All right, so I'm glad you said that, right? Like, you're trying to increase your devotion, and you feel like something's pulling you back, right? Mm-hmm. So for somebody that's out there that may be going through the same thing, like, bro, like, what's keeping you in the game? Like, what's keeping you moving forward and trying and fighting?
Community. Dang, that's a good question. So, first off, community, 100%. Like, the people that I decided to surround myself with the past year and a half or so, changing my circle definitely helped. Reading my Bible and praying every day, even though I don't want to, definitely help. Did my streak reset? Oh, no. I thought my streak reset. But nah, making sure, like, and I have mad friends on the Bible app, so, like, I'm always getting notifications for the Bible app. I'm always, like, just on there, just scrolling and see what people is doing. I'm just there. You're just in the environment. So you're sort of forced to look at these things. You're forced to read about God and to explore more. So community for one, two, my parents, my family, we don't pray OD together. We pray once in a while together, but I'm here and I feel a calling. And I feel like I can't really escape it. There's no escaping it for me. There's nothing in the world that really pleases me at this point. It's like all those stuff that you try to please yourself with, they ultimately fade away. They don't really mean much. And after chasing them for a while and realizing that they don't really grant me nothing, facts. after chasing them for a while and realizing they don't really, you know, give me nothing, I just keep coming back. You know, I'm like, I gotta stay here. I gotta build something here. I can't keep on flip flopping. I'm not moving forward. So that's really what it was for me. I'd say just keep moving forward. That's what I tell people, you know, keep stumbling forward, carry your cross. It's heavy, you know, it's hard. You know, we're supposed to cast our cares and cants on Jesus, but also we have our cross to bear. There's no question about that. We have our own cross to bear as well. To keep on moving forward, God is not going to make us move forward for us. We just have to continue to keep moving forward for sure.
Matt, what would you tell somebody that's going through that same thing? Like, they try to move forward, but they getting held back.
I probably tell them whatever is holding them back. I feel like they should bring in a prayer, of course. But I feel like in the natural, they got to do their part. Like, they got to separate. Has to be some sort of separation, bro. Like, you have to get away from that thing, you know. And I'm saying it like it's easy, bro. Really not. It's not at all. Because you know, people have their hobbies, habits, their go-tos, you know. So it's like, you know, just instead of doing that thing, you should bring in prayers and try to not have that thing that's holding you, that you know, like if you know it's holding you back, obviously you cannot have, you cannot put the time on that. You have to just bring in prayer, bro. Allow God to fill that void, honestly.
Allow God to fill that void. That's it, bro. That's it. But yo, to move on, bro, you know, I was just thinking about, I don't know if this ever happened to y'all, like, but like, do y'all feel that when you think about a sin, it kind of makes you want to do it? Like, for example, like porn, right? So you do porn in a minute and you're thinking like, yo, I ain't do porn in a minute. It's like, that makes you want to do it. I can't hear you, Zoto.
Nah, so that's a fact. That's, bro, what, like, that's happened so many times to me in the past. There's no question. I think when we rely on things, not rely on things, but when you think about things too much, like, I don't know. You're trying to avoid the things so much, but you're allowing them to take so much space in your mind. It's an uphill battle, I feel, for sure. I don't know. If you already feel like the battle is won, and you truly feel that way, you're not going to be thinking about the one battle, like, thinking that the battle's going to resurface over and over and over. And that was something that I would do. Like, I don't want to do this thing, but I'm thinking about not doing it the whole day. It's not, I'm not going to do this, keep moving forward. Nah, I'm thinking about it the whole day. What do I expect, you know? And I think it would be in your best interest to, you know, to just read the word, believe the word, and when those thoughts try to come in, like, hey, you're going to do it, you know, you tell the devil what it is. You tell the devil the word, and you just move forward. You just do what you got to do. You keep moving forward. You get it off your heart. Get it off your heart, or talk to God about it. Just keep pushing. But when you continuously think about it, that's it. Sometimes. And it will be like, if I'm thinking about it all day about not doing it, if I don't do it that day, I'm doing it the next day. Like, that's just how it was. But that's an uphill battle. We already have so many battles to face. So, you know, porn was one of those. So, but, you know, that's my take.
Matt.
What was the question again? I was kind of lost in the sauce. I'm not gonna go back.
They said lost in the sauce.
Yo. I mean, bro.
The question was, I ever feel like you think about like a sin that you stop doing and makes you want to do it?
Yes. Yeah, I don't really know how to say this. Yeah. Facts. Now I got it. Because like, for some people, maybe porn. Because it was, for me, it was mostly porn too. But for me, it was low key on sex. You know, I had plenty of chances to, you know, have sex, you know, and I just thought about it, and it's like, yo, you're over that, you're past that, you know, and like the drive is just, it's heavy, you know, but it's a certain type of maturity that you have to have, a certain type of discipline you have to have that, you know, lets you know that God brought you out of this. Why are you going to bring yourself back into this? You know, and like, that's just one of the ways the enemy will like sift you, bro. It'll just like give you fake news. Like my bro Manny said, fake news. It tells you like, yo, you haven't done this in mad long. You know what I'm saying? You know who you once was, you know what I'm saying? Get back into that. Oh, he was the man. He was doing everything. He was bagging over girls, you know? But, yeah, that's what the enemy will definitely tell you, man. The moment you give him an inch, bro, it's just gonna go left from there. So But I say that to say this. There has been times, but you have to remember that you are stronger than that. And that the cross, that thing, that sin that you wanted to do so bad, it was nailed to the cross. You're going to try and take that nail out. You're going to try and take that nail out and try and put it on yourself again to go through that whole process of, yo, why am I like this? That's what you got to think about.
You're going to try to take that nail out. Damn. Because when you take that nail out, it's not on the cross no more.
All right.
Sheesh. Yo, this is a... Yo, Zozo. All right, the Bible says that Jesus is like knocking on the door, right?
Yeah.
Waiting for somebody to answer.
Mm.
And you know the devil wants to pull people into hell with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think knocks harder? Based off the world around us and your experience, your fight.
Yeah, no question. Who do I think knocks harder? I don't want to say no disrespect to like Christ. Because Christ down on the cross, that was a pretty, you know, that was a loud bang. I think that was a dun 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 dun, you know. But I think currently around me, I would say that it sounds like the devil is knocking harder, the back door. No, the back door sounds louder. Maybe because I'm closer to the back door. But I think that Jesus is knocking harder. But maybe because of where I'm positioned and my environment, it seems like the devil is knocking harder. But when you're around Christians and you read your Bible and you see how much that God sacrificed, how much Jesus, you know, sacrificed, how much God sacrificed, giving us his only begotten son to die on the cross for us, I would argue that God knocked harder.
Matt.
Who knocked harder? There's no world right now. I feel like low-key was God, bro. I feel like low-key with God, bro. I don't know why, but I just feel like it was God, bro. Like, you know, everybody's gonna say, yo, COVID, this, that, and the third, but bro, like, this was really a humbling experience. Like, 2020 was really a humbling experience for everybody. And, you know, Bible does say that God brings plagues, you know, and, you know, just to show that, yo, you gotta humble yourself, B. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything could happen, you know. But I say that to say that, you know, I feel like God knocked harder the way the world is looking right now. But at the same time, the enemy is knocking. But I feel like I low key felt, I don't know, bro. That's how I see it. God knocked harder.
Yeah, like imagine if you're like in a home. And you're closer, like the home has a front door and a back door, you know, like my home and like my house in Brooklyn has a front door and a back door. You're closer to the back door and somebody's knocking on the back door, but somebody's banging on the front door, you know. Maybe you would hear the one on the back door louder because you're closer to it and you answered that one first. But that doesn't mean that the person in the front door is not banging harder. So that's kind of how I see it. I think our environment and our positioning and social media and everybody talking can make it seem like it's that they're louder or the devil is, you know, he's putting in more effort than what God. No, I think that our environment is just, you know, just making it seem like that. I don't know.
Bro. Matt, yo, that was a great, like, perspective, bro. COVID, bro. he wasn't knocking, bro. He kicked down that door, bro. You really kicked that down door, bro.
Bro, I wanted to say the same. I literally wanted to say the same thing. Like, yo, God bust down the door. Like, he did some SWAT maneuver type stuff to the door, bro. Like, and like
FBI open up.
Sheesh, oh my goodness. Wow. Sheesh. Yo, y'all know how SWAT, when you open the door, bro, and like
I open up.
And the shit in the warrant, bro. Oh my goodness, bro. First of all, God don't even need a warrant, bro. But like
he is the warrant.
People, yeah, exactly. And like, but like people gotta lift up their hands, bro. Bro.
Surrender.
People have to surrender, bro. They have to humble themselves, bro.
Yeah, bro. That is the is dude's also eating chicken, bro. Where that chicken from?
Oh, it's Domino's, man. My sister ordered me some, so got that barbecue chicken.
Man, I'm crazy. Nah, but yo, I'm glad, yo, that you use like this analogy about like a house and like two doors and which door you're closer to. Like, I kind of got an image of what I was going through like something like this past week. And I'm gonna describe it in an image. And I feel like everybody has been here before. Like everybody, bro. So you know those two circles that like interlap each other that they teach us in school, like to compare, contrast, and then the likes in the middle.
Yeah.
So I kind of see like the circle on the right as the world, right? And the circle on the left as like God, like when you get saved or whatever. And it's like one. When you're in the world, it seems nice or whatever, right? Like, it seems cool, da, da, da. And then when you go to that other side, bro, it's like, when you go to God, like he really, like, takes the veil off your eyes. Like, you see the world for what it is. You see, like, you just see it collapsing and, like, see through people. Like, these people are suffering. Like, they don't know it. Like, feel me? But, and you get that revelation. Like, yo, this is where I need to be. But being on that God side, like hurts your flesh, right? So it's like, I know y'all been here before. It's like, there's a season where like, we put ourselves like in the middle, those circles that interlap. It's like, I'm looking at the other side. I low key wanna go over there, but I know not to go over there because I see it for what it is now. So I'm looking at evil. I kinda wanna go to that evil, but I'm like, no. And then it's like, yo, so that's side that's telling you no, is like the God in you, like, yo, like this is the right choice. And I feel like that's basically like double-minded right there, like in the middle. And I feel like that is the worst place to be, bro. Like the torment, bro, of like looking at something and wanting it and knowing it's going to hurt you. It's like, and like it's weird. It's like you're being tossed around, not like a rope, like pulled back and forth, but it's your choice, like if you're gonna let the rope pull you back and forth.
I definitely agree. I was low-key picturing it the whole time you just speaking about it, bro. The middle is I wouldn't recommend it. I feel like the middle, bro, that's where like the Bible where everything becomes a head buzz for you. You start questioning everything, bro. Life itself. You start questioning the world, bro. Like, bro, at the end of the day, you can't serve two masters, bro. You can't serve two masters.
At the end of the day. That's a fact. Yeah, because what happens, at least for me, when nothing matters, nothing, almost nothing matters to me, you know, except for God. God is what makes that thing matter, what makes things matter. He's the one who brings meaning into the world for me. So what happens is when I subtract God from that equation, the world has no meaning, nothing matters, and you could easily sink into a state of depression. So what happens with a lot of these celebrities and people who want things from the top, is when they're faced with the reality of the meaninglessness of things, they can sink into depression and anxiety very quickly. They have no crutch. They're trying to distract themselves with things to distract them of their mortality, of how short life is. They only get 100. Only 100 years max. Bro, most times the average lifespan is like, what, 70, 80? They only get about 80 of those years max. So when they're face to face with the reality of how much nothing matters and how the world is going to continue to move on even after they're dead, after they're long gone, it's like, what is the point? Like, why am I here? Where did this come from? Who made this come here? Like what is the point of anything? You know? And when they're faced with that, you know, they could come right down to crash down into a state of nihilism, which is like nothing matters, nobody matters, there's no meaning, there's no such thing as good and evil. And I was at that point, I was at that stage, even while believing in God, like how could a Christian have sort of nihilistic views? But that's what happens when I sort of started losing the joy of the Lord and started moving away from God a bit. It's not like I was really sinning. I wasn't like doing nothing crazy, but when I was faced with that and I wanted to die, but I couldn't die because I'm a Christian. I know I'm going to go to hell. I didn't want to live. I wish I was never made, but that's what happens. Really.
What's up, y'all? We appreciate y'all for listening once again. Follow us on Instagram at Quarantine with Jesus. Check out our website, quarantinewithjesus.com. And, yo, tell a friend to tell a friend that we out here, man. We're going to see y'all next time.